This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1961. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 17th, Alaska, Australia, Cuba, Denmark, Eritrea, Germany, Guam, Hungary, India, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Mexico, Oman, Romania, Russia, Somalia, Kenya, Sudan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, KNLS Alaska began the B18 season with most of their transmissions between 08 and 18 UT on the 7 MHz band. But Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, now notes that many of the Chinese broadcasts have been moved up to 9 or even the 11 MHz band. I'll not go into detail here, but of course all those details do show in the next DX Listening Digest, number 18-51, when published, via worldofradio.com. The Russian transmissions are unchanged, and so are the English, except for one broadcast in English at 08 UT, which has moved from 7370 to 9710. Jordan Hayburn in Northern Ireland has been trying to hear 4KZ Australia 5055, using his remote receiver in Finland, and succeeded on December 17th. He says very good conditions. It was heard on 5055 with music and local advertisements, IDs, using his personal STR and beverage antenna aimed toward Japan. Mauno Ritla, who's already in eastern Finland and doesn't have to use a remote, says he's been hearing it most afternoons lately, best at his sunset at 1230 UT, and he measured the frequency slightly off, 5055.007. Jordan Hayburn replies, yes, he also noted it was slightly off frequency, and it seems to be running later than had been expected, still hearing it at 1430. Mauno says still going at 1450, possibly by mistake. As for the other low-power Strine, Unique Radio, on the International Radio Report, Tim Gaynor was quoted as saying that his station is using lower sideband on 5045, and that, of course, is the one also carrying World of Radio Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 0930 UT, and alternate Saturdays such as December 22nd, also at 0930. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, such as the FM spur blobs all over the 13 MHz band out of the 13700 AM transmitter. On some days, they are there, and other days, not at all, when I check between 14 and 15 UT. The past week, they were being heard on December 11th, 12th, and 14th. Some different spurs showed up on December 16th and 17th before 16 UT on the 19-meter band. These were very weak, and I could only identify them by matching to the fundamental 15140. The spurs were approximately 143 kHz above and below that frequency, around 14997 and 15283. There's a new low-power private shortwave station in Denmark on 5825. It's called OZ Viola, as in the musical instrument, OZ being, of course, one of the amateur radio prefixes, or even for broadcasts, from Denmark. But I don't suppose that's a real call sign, although Stig Hartvig Nielsen will say it is a licensed station and not a pirate. He confirmed that, replying to a report from Patrick Robich in Austria in ADX via shortwave bulletin, who was hearing it at 13 UT with a test broadcast. Don't see the date on that, however. Further reports, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden was hearing it December 8th at 1410 on 5825 with music. Also picked up in Spain by Manuel Mendez, December 16th, a test transmission between 1358 and off at 1505, a very weak signal, audible only on lower sideband. Better heard via remote receiver in Germany. They did have an ID in English. You are listening to Radio OZ Viola from Denmark, and also ID'd in Danish. More at their website, which is ozviola.dk. A picture from their website, perhaps showing their equipment, is labeled 150 watts, AM 600 watts, PEP. And Manuel Medved got a reply from the station saying they would make another test transmission Wednesday evening, December 19th, at 20 UT. And he says that would be a perfect time to try to hear it all over Europe, since it's at night. More about that new clandestine for Eritrea we mentioned last week. Only 1 hour a week, Saturdays at 15 to 16 UT on 17545 via France. The only name we had for it was something like Alsmood, A-L-S-M-O-O-D. So I alerted members of several groups to monitor it again the following Saturday, December 15th, starting at 15 on 17545. Once again, for me, it was a barely audible carrier, but others further east or using remote receivers had much better luck. Some of the significant info which emerged from this coordinated monitoring, David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says it seemed to switch from Tigrinya to Arabic at 15:15. He was getting it best via a web receiver in South Africa and also audible in New Zealand. And then, during that hour, he was able to record three IDs which were in Arabic, posted at his website, intervalsignals.net. Dave Kennedy in England says it wasn't audible here, but I had a weak to fair signal via South Africa from TuneIn at 15:35. Typical Horn of Africa music, talks in Arabic and several IDs. Time pips at 15:55 and news headlines off at 1600. The ID sounded like Huna Saut al-Samud or Idhat al-Samud. Google translates al-Samud as stability, so it could perhaps be voice of stability or something like that. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, I also see that translated into steadfastness, a variant that looks more apt in this context. And this raises the question about the origin and agenda of these broadcasts, because it suggests something other than yet another project by exiled journalists such as Radio Arena and Radio Escena. This after the latest developments in Eritrea, with Afwerki having lost the war with Ethiopia as an excuse for anything. 'Tis the season for special holiday broadcasts, and I'll mention several during this program, and I hope you're hearing it much earlier than Xmas Eve. That's when Gruß an Bord is broadcast by Norddeutscher Rundfunk via some shortwave relays, as it happens every year. Via Allen Row, we have the frequencies which have been listed. It's in two-hour segments, 19 to 21 UT, 6125, 9740, 9790, 9800, 11650, and 6145. These are via Germany, France, or Armenia. Transmissions, especially for those at sea, away from home during the holidays, with greetings from family members and I think some religious services. Now the second bi-hour at 21 to 23 UT changes most of the frequencies to 5930, 9765. 9650, 9590, 9830, and still on 6145 via Armenia. Via Alokesh Gupta, DX South Asia, KTWR Guam has some special Xmas transmissions in DRM. First in Japanese toward Japan, December 22nd at 11 to 11:30 on 9910, and the 23rd at 12:45 to 13:15 on 7500. Then English to South Asia, December 24th, also at 12:45 to 13:15, on 9380, and the 25th at the same time. I note that this cleverly fills an hiatus between All India Radio usage of 9380 between 1200 and 1320. Finally, KTWR DRM special to the South Pacific, Australia, and New Zealand, December 24th at 10:30 to 11. And also the 25th at the same time on 11995. It may go unnoticed in North America, but there's a 2 megawatt transmitter in Hungary on 540 kilohertz. Mark Connolly in Massachusetts, medium wave DXer, reports in IRCA and NRC, that signal has been showing up more often, even overcoming CBT in Newfoundland, December 19th at 21 UT. Meanwhile, Mike Cooper forwards a story from AFP that on Sunday, December 16th, anti-government protests filled the streets of Budapest, and they were focusing on Hungarian television. These were against the Orban government. Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam has been sending us his observations about All India Radio, including Sikkim, Gangtok on 4835. He says it's now frequently heard with a severe hum, including on December 13th from 0240 to 0332, 4835. And it was not heard during the daytime transmission on 6085 as of December 13th. The Northeast service from Shillong is not heard, has not been heard for several days on 4970, perhaps off the air, nor 7315. Also missing were Aizawl, no trace of their signal on 5050 or 7295, or Kurseong on 4895 or 7230. He was hearing the daytime frequencies of some other stations, Chennai 7380 at 0326, Bhopal 7430 at 0332, and Hyderabad 7420 at 0341. Ron Howard reports that Shokaze or Sea Breeze via Yamada, Japan was expected to be broadcasting their annual special mini-concert program, including the hour at 13 to 14 UT, currently on 6085. That's 6085. The concert would take place in Tokyo on December 15th and would be rebroadcast throughout December and January. It's always time to coordinate with North Korean Human Rights Abuses Awareness Week and the international symposium held by the government of Japan, so we can expect a disruption of their schedule of languages. Perhaps Thursdays will not be in English during this period. This is a joint project with another such station, Furosato no Kaze, and one of the songs being sung by a junior high school choir is Anata wo wasurenai, We Never Forget You. I've noticed two other clandestines for North Korea colliding with each other, so it's hardly necessary for Juche Jamming to intervene. They're both on 6045, December 11th at 1224, past 1230. That one is National Unity Radio via Dushanbe, Tajikistan at 11 to 13, and the other is Voice of Freedom from South Korea, which runs from approximately 09 until 14 UT. Some frequencies from Radio Kuwait are always way off, although some people just round them off or don't notice the difference, such as 11629.76, heard December 16th at 1425 with some pretty music. Alan Rowe in England replies, here's another one just like that, 11969.75, tuned in at 0530 December 17th in English, and it was in the AM mode rather than scheduled DRM. An example of daytime medium wave DX by Skywave this time of year with the sun its lowest in the northern hemisphere. XERF 1570 on the Mexican border. I've been hearing as early as 2009 UT. That's more than 3 hours before sunset here. A couple of afternoons, but not always, showing that conditions are still variable. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 1961. A shout-out to our listener David Medrick, for whom 1961 is a special number, the year he was born, and his birthday is coming up shortly. World of Radio also brings you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and publication, DX Listening Digest, all of which depend on voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina for his generous seasonal support at the winter solstice, via a check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Radio Sultanate of Oman again on 15140. December 14th, coming on at 14:30 UT in Arabic. Continued in Arabic until 16:03. Some slight interference from Cuba on the same frequency. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, indeed, the transmitter is again in operation, apparently repaired 2 months after it failed. The carrier 15140 came on at 1400. That was on December 15th, after some moments followed by modulation. He says there's an issue with program input. It seems to be a badly adjusted noise gate that chops off speech and a pretty weakish signal, not able to really override co-channel Cuba. However, Manuel Mendes reports again on December 15th. It came on at 14:30, this time with pop songs in English and English comments and ID at 14:45, after 1500 in Arabic. On December 11th, I caught the closing of Romania's English hour at 12:55 UT on 11825, a very good 20/9 signal. So if it's propagating that well starting at 12 UT, it should be fine for North America, at least in the east, even though it's targeted for Western Europe. I only wish it were an hour later when more of us were awake, deeper in North America. By the way, RRI has another listener's contest involving a visit to a spa. Via Rusty X in the Arctic plans to open a new radio station on long and shortwave. This is because of a circumpolar media congress called Arctic Media World. It seems that there is a station called Russian Arctic, and there are several northern stations there, but they're all on FM only, reaching only about 50 kilometers from the source. And there are many areas, of course, in Arctic Russia where all they can get is shortwave from other countries. Olga Stefanova says, the project can not only be an important source of info for employees of polar stations, military bases, and the entire northern sea route, but also a warning system in case of accidents, emergencies, and war. Solving the task set by the state to establish a strategic emergency channel with the population, eliminate information inequality, and provide the population with high-quality cultural and social content. The plan is to create 7 reference areas of broadcasting on long and shortwave, the latter being DRM. So it would be possible to broadcast from Novosibirsk to Yamal and Taimyr. The content would be 40% conversational programs, 60% music. This info came from a website, radioarctica.ru, spelled with 2 C's rather than K's. Meanwhile, an important and long story appeared in the Washington Post of December 10th via Mike Cooper. Look it up. It's titled, Agents of Doubt, How a Powerful Russian Propaganda Machine Chips Away at Western Notions of Truth. In BCDX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports on stations believed to be in Somalia or possibly neighboring Kenya. Warsan FM Radio, WARSAN, presumed in vernacular, on a drifting frequency, November 18th at 1525 on 7750, November 25th at 1508 on 7748, December 1st at 1515 on 7750.5. And there's another one way out of band there, December 1st at 19 UT on 7700.2, something in vernaculars with news and correspondence by phone. Possibly Warsan Radio, or maybe there are 2 stations by that name, one in Kenya and one in Somalia. More reports of the reactivated shortwave service from Sudan, with a rather grandiose name of Voice of Africa. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports 7205, Sudan Radio, December 11th at 1620 until off at 1631. It was cut off abruptly after playing some East African songs. And that's when apparently the same transmitter changed to 9505, which came on at 1630 with the Voice of Africa service, or rather in French, La Voix de l'Afrique. And an English ID at 1715. The next morning they were back on 7205 in Arabic, I guess the domestic service, at 0510. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has also been monitoring this via the Utwenta SDR receiver in Holland. December 13th, it signed on just before 1600, 2 hertz above 9505 in Arabic. The French program ran from about 1630 to 1715 and then into English with a missed time signal after 1715. They said the English service would run from 7:15 to 8 p.m. Sudan local time. Note that French and English schedule differs from that at the Bulgaria DX site. Reception range from poor to fair. Just before 18 UT, severe interference from Swaziland in English. On December 14th, the carrier on 9505 was relatively strong, 10 over 9, but modulation next to non-existent. On December 15th, Manuel Mendez reports 7205 at 1642 in French, a good signal. Nothing on 9505. And then 7205 cut off abruptly at 1658. Richard Langley reports on December 15th, 9505, the carrier came on around 1807, but next to no modulation, it stayed on past 1905 in Arabic. While Manuel Mendez logged on December 15th, 7205 until 1658 in French, when it went off abruptly, 9505 was on by 1703 in French, continuing, and English at 1715. It's unusual to hear any hams using upper sideband on 40 meters, but here's a net where they do it deliberately. I ran across it Saturday, December 15th, a few minutes before 15 UT. Apparently that's its weekly schedule, on 7296 USB. It's called the Midwest Military Radio Collectors Group, more at their website, mmrcg.org. And the first Saturday of the month, they do it in the AM mode instead. More negative press about U.S. government broadcasting, which may become even worse if Trump has his way. Troubled by lapses, government's voice to the world braces for new Trump management, appeared in the New York Times of December 12th. Oh, the print edition appeared on December 13th, thanks to Chuck Albertson, David Cole, James Renfrew, Mike Cooper, and Richard Novak, all of whom sent it on to us. Then there's probe of U.S.-funded news network that called George Soros a Jew of flexible morals, finds additional offensive content. That's referring to Radio Marti. And that was in the Washington Post of December 12th. Thanks to David Cole, Mike Cooper, and Richard Nowak for that one. And yet another from the L.A. Times. Trump says he wants a government-run media outlet. He's ignored the one he has so far. That is dated December 14th. Thanks to Mike Cooper for that one. WRMI has changed the scheduling for Supreme Master TV. The schedule grid now shows 15770 extended to 14 until 20 UT, and on the northeast antenna toward Europe instead of the east antenna, so much for sub-Saharan Africa. I found this generally means a weaker signal here off the back. Then there's a new broadcast at 21 to 24 UT on 9455, but no longer on 9395 at 23 or 5950 at midnight UT. And there's an earlier broadcast in the morning, 11 to 14, on 7570. Before Supreme Master took over for a while, we had Radio France International in English at midnight UT on 5950. But December 14th, I checked, it was back to oldies music on that frequency along with 9395. Broad Spectrum Radio, another Okie show, has disappeared from WRMI's schedule. It had been at 07 to 08 UT Sundays on 5850 and 7730, but December 16th, I confirmed those frequencies were not yet on the air. The schedule now shows they're only on the air Sundays at 08 to 09, which contains Kim Elliott's shortwave radiogram, and at 0830 Sunday, World of Radio. WBCQ was having technical problems during Alan Weiner Worldwide, December 15th at 01 UT. John Carver in Indiana reports the transmitter was going on and off, and they were without internet connection, so they had to play back a previous program. In addition to his regular weekly broadcasts, Uncle Bill has some special holiday broadcasts as follows. The X-Mess special, X-Mess music from around the planet, unusual holiday customs, a laugh or three, and other stuff to help you escape the 86th version of that song you just heard 85 times. It's for Tuesday, December 25th at 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, or UT Wednesday, 01 to 02 on 5130 WBCQ. And then Uncle Bill's Rockless New Year's Eve special, some of the more unusual New Year's Eve or day rituals around the world with appropriate music. If you like to wear weird underwear, set fire to things, or gorge on grapes, we may have just a thing for you, he says. That is Monday, December 31st at 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, or UT Tuesday, midnight to 01, again on 5130. And also on December 31st at 18 to 19 via Bulgaria on 9400. And may I remind you that Xmas Eve and New Year's Eve, at least, are good times to hunt around for some possibly reactivated Latin American stations or other tropical band outlets. As I mentioned last week, on December 5th, 7th, and 8th, I was hearing WJHR Milton, Florida on 15550 USB instead of 15555. But the next several days I could not hear it at all during several checks on either frequency. Finally, on December 16th at 15:52, it was back on 15555 and also heard on the 17th. They'd better be on 55 instead of 50 before 16 UT due to the Sudanese services, but after that it really doesn't matter. So I'm still wondering why they changed, if it was an accidental, a memory lapse, or what. Anyhow, check both frequencies for WJHR. Speaking of Pensacola, I happen to hear a medium wave station there on 1070, December 16th, just as it was going off the air at midnight UT, or changing power. It's WNVY in Cantonment, Florida. Address in Pensacola. Day power 15 kilowatts, critical hours 2.3 kilowatts, which apparently must just have ended. Cantonment is northwest of Pensacola, lost only a few miles from Alabama, across the Perdido River. Via Mike Cooper and Indiana Radio Watch, via John Carver, a Washington Post story of December 7th, at NPR, an army of temps faces a workplace of anxiety and insecurity. It's quite a disheartening story considering the ultimate output of NPR is excellent journalism, but it seems they rely a lot on temps, which get little credit and have little chance of advancement. Unidentified, December 13th at 14:35, I had rapid clicking like over-the-horizon radar between 11820 and 11840. This is not the same as DRM sounds, of course, and that reminds me it's been a very long time since I've heard any such over-the-horizon radar in-band or out-of-band. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field activity expected to reach active levels on 29 December and 4 January, due to coronal hole high-speed stream effects. Quiet to unsettled or generally quiet conditions are expected throughout the remainder of the outlook period. ANK indices low at 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through December 28th, then peaking at 12 and 4 on the 29th, and another peak at 12 and 4 on January 4th. 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 again starting January 7th. Solar flux 70, rising to 72 December 21st, and back to 70 by January 5th. With seasonal greetings, Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 1961.